You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
How do we know? Where is the source? How do you know that the dirt is humble? You have any sources? No, I'm just asking you, as far as science, how do you know dirt is humble? What does it say that dirt is humble?
When you step on it, it doesn't make any noise.
I'm sorry?
When you
step on dirt? You try? Parashat Bamidbar, before Matan Torah, that be able to gain the right quality, and that is to be anav, to be humble, as it's the greatest elevation that one can gain. But the requirement to be able to understand Torah has to be benafshi ke'afar lakoltihi sanam. As we were discussing the afar, so the experiment shows, doesn't make any noise, doesn't make ouch, right? Nafshi ke'afar, that's an afar. So now here, to be able to receive the Chokhmah of the Torah, you have to be like an afar. And that's why here we see that Torah Moshe was given midbar. Because midbar is a hefker, that means it's ownerless. Anybody can walk in there. Happened to be a story about a gentleman that realized after many years he has ga'avah. What is ga'avah? You know what Gaava means? Some people, even they're not familiar with this term, but it means ego. So now he comes to the rabbi. The rabbi says, I'm very busy right now, but to tell you the truth, I was looking for an assistant. So now we go to my office, after the shiur, after the class, I come and talk to you. So as the rab was busy, somebody came and says, Kibbutz HaRab, I'm trying to... Bezat Hashem Karov, Ken Yirbo, my daughter is getting married, I need some money. He says, fine, my assistant is in the office, go to him, see what he can do for you. So he goes to the man, he says, the rabbi sent me, he says, I need some money. Me? I don't have any money. He says, hope, wait until the rabbi comes. A few minutes later, somebody else comes, says, Kibbutz HaRav, the wagon got stuck in the thing, we need somebody to come push it. I say, no, I'm busy, go to my assistant, he's going to help you out. He goes to the man, he says, Rabbi sent me, the wagon got stuck. He said, my back, I cannot move, I don't have any strength, I don't know why the Rabbi sent you to me. A few minutes later, somebody comes, says, Kibbutz HaRav, don't ask, IRS is after me, I don't know what to do, I have to do something, figure out something to... be able to get rid of him. He says, I'm busy. Go to my assistant over there. He's going to help you out. So he goes there and says, Rav said, he can help me with the tax matters. Me? If I had Chokhmah, I cannot help you. So now, after Rav finished with his things, he goes to the guy. He says, so what's your problem? He says, Kibbutz HaRav, I have a lot of ga'avah. So Rav says, I don't understand. You don't have money. You don't have any chokhmah. And you don't have any? Esreg. How can you have ga'avah? Can you have ga'avah? Huh? How can you have ga'avah? And that's the whole point here, that many times we say, I know everything. I can take care of everything. I know how to handle it. But here we see, what do we know? What can we do? What is our strength? And that's why exactly we see here the story about the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananiah, that Gemara learns the wisdom only comes about that you are placed in a vessel that is not attractive. That's how you have the Chokhmah. What does it mean? Not Chas v'Shalom. Gemara concludes, no. Of course, Yosef HaSadiq. Was he handsome or not?
Yes.
He was handsome. But the point of here is, you're not bragging for whatever that Hashem has given you. That's how you can gain the Chokhmah. And that's what exactly, before we go through the process of receiving the Torah, you have to understand what the Midbar is all about. Whatever that Hashem has given us, it's only a matana, is a gift, is a hadiyah. It's a hadiyah. You cannot brag about it. You cannot be self-centered and selfish about whatever Hashem has given you. It's only a matana, it's a gift. And that's how you're able to receive, b'zad Hashem, all the berachot of Torah. Hashem is like, you know,
you're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.